This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, just ahead of Frank, here's the setup. I was telling you about this a couple days ago.
Right.
So he's on TNT, and he's on the set with Charles Barkley. I defy you to tell me, listening to the audio, if you can tell which one is Caliendo and which one is Charles Barkley, especially when Frank starts talking about which camera is going to look at him.
Okay.
Yeah. Roll it.
Okay, should I open my coat? Now I'm gonna be like Dan Rather on
YouTube.
Sounds
like Katie Couric.
Hold on, that's Katie Couric.
Uh-huh.
This will be better.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Pixie!
Oops, here we go. Here's Frank.
That's Frank Caliendo. It's good to see you, man.
Nice. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
You see that look that Chuck is giving me over there? I hope it doesn't break into my voice. That's going to be nuts. He does not sound like me.
That's Frank.
He looks like a fool. Can't tell him he's crazy.
Just waiting. Number one, from the clips
we've
seen.
Oh, that was you talking. My fault.
Sorry, let me mirror what you're doing over there.
All right. That's how bad stuff happen around here. You know, it's been really fun watching all your promos, but I'm not going to be happy. They say you do me really well.
He's been doing that for the last five minutes. That's the problem. I just don't feel it.
I'm listening right now, but I don't hear what it's going with.
That's Frank.
Like, that guy's a knucklehead.
You know what he's thinking?
Let me tell you something. Katie, hold on a second. I never get to finish anything here. I start to say something, everybody takes it away from me. How come I can't finish a sentence in this place? What's the problem here?
That's not bad.
No.
Hold on a second.
You thought your conscience was going on.
Give me the camera. Right. Where's my camera? Take a look. If you're going to switch cameras, let me know, okay? Don't make me look like an idiot over here, all right?
Is anything off limits for a comedian?
I think so. I think all kinds of stuff. I mean, I tend to be very clean and stuff like that. So it's.
Is this the one he winds up with? Horrible, terrible.
Okay.
Yeah.
People.
Okay.
Good.
Oh boy, that was not good. I got a look of death right there.
No, I mean, because like, what's off? Because I think if there's no intent to be hurtful, some people just do stupid stuff.
That's the real Charles.
Yeah. And you got to be, if you're a comedian, you got to joke about it.
Yeah, I think how you get there makes it offensive, but nothing's off limit. How you get there is off limit.
If you can explain yourself, I think you're okay in a lot of ways. Like, I talk about the president all the time, and some people take offense to it, but the joke is that it's just being silly. It's not about talking about his politics or anything like that. People are going to take offense to things all the time.
That's what they should take offense to, his policies.
I tried. Charles, I've worked as hard as I can.
Well, that's scary.
I'm doing everything I can to,
You need a word?
It would make it better.
Let's get Frank on here.
Even better than a stroke and a poke.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
Because the segment goes on, and then Frank actually says to him, though he said on our show a while ago, he says, I love the way you say horrible, terrible.
I remember when he came on the show and he was just starting that. He was just working on it.
Right. And Charles Barkley, swear to God, is looking at him like, this is not good. Here he is now. Frank Caliendo. Hey, Frank.
Hi, Frank.
Hey.
Oh, man, you got it, man. You worked on that a long time, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, I guess in terms of some of the other ones I worked on, I got it pretty fast.
Wow, that is spot on. I mean, really, impossible. Really, on that audio tape, impossible to tell the difference between the two.
Yeah, you know, I struggle with some of listening to my own stuff sometimes, but that's pretty good, guys.
That is, Frank, that is so good.
And Mike,
that is so good that I'm frankly pissed off now to have you on the show.
I know you didn't see the video, but at
it's
one
not
point
the first time you've been pissed off to have me.
That's true, absolutely.
We're doing a shot, it's a clip from Frank TV, and
right.
And they've got him in the makeup, and he's got the bald thing on, and they got Barkley on one side, and they got Frank on the other side, and Charles Barkley seriously is doing the split screen, goes, he doesn't look at any library.
I'll tell you what, I would do that. We would do the makeup a little bit differently after meeting Charles. There's just a couple little things we do a little differently, and it would be even better. I think it was okay, but it could be really good. And Charles, he liked it when I walked up to Charles and go, say hello to Mini-Me.
I think I told you when you did that the first time. That is maybe better than, I mean, the Madden is legendary, but the Charles Barkley.
Frank, I have a question.
You don't hear anybody do that.
An impressionist question for you, because I'm curious. Over the years, when Don would like play a tape of somebody, it's a lot easier because I'll hear the voice right away and do it. When you're around these people, actually around them live, does that I would imagine that helps you more than anything else, right?
Oh, way more. Yeah, because right. you see what they actually are like. Because, you know, television, when you see stuff on TV, it's not all, it's two-dimensional. It's not three-dimensional. When you see the 3D dimension, the third dimension with people, it's really a totally different thing. So it's real helpful. You get to see the little nuances of the person as you're sitting there, and it just helps to get to a whole new level. I've been, ever since then, even sitting there with him, it's been even easier and easier to talk like him and do that. So it definitely.
I don't want to make anybody think that we're friends with Frank. We're big fans of Frank's. We're admirers of his. And it's been fun to see him evolve. He's now Mr. Big Time.
Mm-hmm. Frank, I can't believe how many plugs he got during the ALCS.
Two words, guys. I'm sorry.
Mr. Whore It Out, but really, you've got to see this. It's a thing that TBS sent us.
Right.
It's a big, gigantic.
My God, look at that fly. My God, that looks like what they'd send out for a Mercedes-Benz.
That's very nice.
Who does Frank think he is? And then it has Frank, you know, with a picture that he's wearing his Madden makeup, and he's like, there's his Jack, and there's his De Niro.
Wow.
And my God, you are just such a whore.
Well, they're the whores.
Well, you're being whored, though.
Yeah, you know how much of a whore I am. You put me with another group of whores, and it's, God, it is the bunny ranch.
Just counting all the whoring that Frank does, you do the bit on the Fox NFL show, and now you're featured in the promos, and you're in the every week thing, here's what's coming up. And you also have Frank TV, which debuts
Tuesday at 11.
Tuesday. And you have another show that you're whoring as well, all over the place.
The stand-up special. Yeah, that's tonight at 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central.
So is that kind of a lead-in to the Frank TV show?
Yeah, it's all TBS, and it's kind of like an introductory. It's some of the stuff I've done before, people seen a little bit, and some new bits that people haven't seen mixed together to try and get the, you know, the TBS audience familiar with me at first, other than just going, Frank TV, Frank TV!
Well, you know, we talk about the whoring, but the fact is TBS has got to be behind you based on when I was watching the baseball playoffs. My God, I mean, it was every single break. They love you.
Yeah, more than every single break. Like, it was, like, in between promos for my show, there were promos for my show. It was the most. Okay, here's the craziest thing. I'm in New York City on Monday, all right? I'm walking down the street. A guy gives me this look. I think it's just some, you know, New York look that some guy. And I don't know what he keeps staring at me. I'm like, kind of like, what? I didn't say what, but I gave him that what look. And he points over to a building, 200 feet tall, me on a building.
Oh, wow.
I felt like Kong, guys.
Yeah, that's got to feel great, doesn't it?
It's cool, but at the same time, a little bit embarrassing. You know, you're just like, oh, my God, what is happening?
So, Frank, knowing you, like I said, and we're not friends, but I think we know you enough. We've seen you off stage. Are you waiting? It seems your personality. Are you waiting for the other shoe to drop now that all of this great stuff is happening to you? Are you still going out and hawking your own CDs and signing them when you do your stand-up
thing? Yeah,
things?
I save like $20 doing that.
That's
true.
That's what I love about
you.
That's
how bad it is. I really do save like $20 doing that.
And you're still, I mean, are you working as hard on the comedy circuit as you were before?
No, I'm down a little bit just because we've been shooting every day for Frank TV and then all the press and stuff like that. So it's, and not to mention the NFL and Fox stuff. So it's, I've done a few. I did Gator Growl, 50,000 people last week or 2 weeks ago in Gainesville, Florida. That was a big event, and doing, you know, some of these corporate events I do and stuff like that. But I can't go anywhere for like more than a day or two. It's impossible. So it's just theaters and stuff like that.
And how many of these Frank TV shows do you have in the can now?
There's 4 to 5. We're at 4 or 5. They're sorting it out, but it looks like it'll be 4 or 5.
Okay,
that's quite a commitment.
Yeah. Well, we're supposed to have 8, but the strike cut us down. So, right.
No, you know, I was going to ask you about that seriously because a lot of your stuff now. I don't know. I've always thought that you write your stuff yourself. Do you have writers? I mean, on your TV show, you
Yeah, must. 7 or 8 writers, six somewhere between 6 and 8, depending on how you look at it. And they can't. No new material could be generated after the strike date. Mm-hmm. So I could go in and improvise stuff and do different things, but you know. At a certain point, you just finish with what you have and go. You don't try to go further. It's about trying to balance the people working And at the same time, these writers, you know, the writers are right. They deserve the money. So the difficult thing is you want everybody to work. So, it just tensions are difficult.
But, Frank, being the whore that you are, let's say that after the first of the year, the strike continues and TBS comes to you and they say, listen, Frank.
We're picking up 13 more episodes.
We got an opportunity here. We'll make a commitment for 13 more. You don't need writers because you're a funny cat. You can come out and do this. Frank. How about it?
Plus, well, you know, they would never do that. They wouldn't do that because they would get in a lot of trouble for trying to do something like that. They'd be looked upon pretty badly.
Somebody's got it, but Frank, someone's got to be the first.
Yeah, but I think you know.
Why not you?
All right, you guys got me.
Hey, you know, seriously about the writer's strike, and since you're right in the middle of all that and working with these people, I would imagine comedy writers in particular would be a pretty cynical bunch of people. Are there any of these people that are going into this strike? You see everybody on the picket lines, but are there any of these people that are going out and doing it to honor their union, but at the same time going, man, I wish this thing would just end, and I don't give a rat's ass at this point. I mean, there's got to be a little of that.
Oh, I'm sure there are, but you have to stand behind, you know, the group. It's, you know, they do deserve this amount of money. So, that's how writers in their, that's like their 401k. That's kind of how
right.
It works. They get the residuals in the later in life. So, they're working for that. But you know, there's all kinds. There's some people that really want to be there. There's some people that aren't that have to. It's just like anything.
Right.
The people I know want to work. They don't want to cross a picket line by any means and couldn't and wouldn't, but they want to work. They want to get back to work and they want to figure out, you know, how come this isn't getting done and they can't, it just isn't. So it's, you know, the studios have to break. Hopefully they will a little bit. It's not huge money. It's a tough situation. I don't understand all of it. I'll be honest with you. I don't understand all of it at all. I just know that it's really about residuals and internet. It's about internet.
Do you get any sense at all about the movement on it as to whether anything's going to shake loose at all?
They haven't said anything at all lately. The last I'd heard, no, they're not even meeting. So they may, you know, it gets into that negotiation tactics. You know, everybody's around Christmas time. So what, you know, the people who have all the money, what are they going to say? Well, we've got enough money to go through Christmas. We'll be fine. So, it was a movie network.
Yeah. Right.
You know, it's that kind of stuff.
So what about the bit you do, like, on the Fox show? You write that yourself,
yeah, I could go and I could do improvise. I can improvise parts of it and stuff like that.
And if I'm not mistaken, when you started the year of whoring, the year of 2007, known as the year of whoring, you announced that you were going to be featured during the Super Bowl broadcast this year, correct?
Yeah.
So, now, no writers, you're going to wing it, right?
I don't know. I haven't thought that far ahead. I'm hoping everything's cleared up by then. It's a weird thing. You can go out and perform and write by after contract. You can go and do your own stuff. You can't write for other people. You can't write other people in the sketches or whatever. You know, that's how reality TV is going. They produce the stuff without actual
damn,
writing.
You're so likable and you're so humble, Frank. God damn. I really wish that you would just, you're such a whore, yet you're so nice.
Who are you guys again? Who are you? Dean and Mark?
Yeah, right.
Dean
oh,
Mark,
please.
Right.
You guys.
All
you
right.
Go on. You go on more radio shows, I swear to God, than the traveling psychics do. But we're always glad when you're on. I like to think that we don't whore you out and make you do a million voices. But I was looking at your PR here. Very seriously, Frank, I've never heard you do Jerry Seinfeld. And it says it. Would you please?
I do more of a Seinfeld yelling than, what are you thinking? What are you doing? What's wrong with you?
B-movie.
Yeah, what's the problem with that? I don't get it. In this show, in the first sketch of the whole show is me in all the Seinfeld characters in the year 2027. Yeah, we've had to find a way where they could all be fat. So
man, I like that.
They all let themselves go. It's 20 years later, and they're all 50 pounds heavier.
Do you play Elaine as well?
Oh yeah, that's I found a way to make Rosie O'Donnell look hot.
Good for you.
Yeah, that's a great, a well produced piece. That you know, it's not just me. It's a lot of people putting that together. I was gonna say green screen. It's not really green screen. It's locked off cameras and sliding the screen around. And just it's an amazing thing to see. I'm on the screen like as four different people at once at certain times.
Wow.
And It's really just great.
You know, this is a jive impersonation question that has been asked for a million years from people that do what you do. But I will ask you anyway, do you start to look at the Democratic field and start to get a sense of that to maybe identify or start working on who you might be doing next?
You know, I don't. And I'll tell you why. Because if I had worked on John Kerry 4 years ago, that would have been a waste of a lot of time.
Absolutely.
And what are you going to do if Hillary wins?
I'll be back, guys. Do not worry.
Oh, that's right.
We did a sketch in the show.
Oh, that's right.
Like,
yeah.
The third sketch up is the Bill Clinton Library, the William Jefferson Clinton Library, and it's like we're the only library with a Papa shot.
Hey, that's right. That's like the Hillary insurance policy for impressionists.
Oh yeah, you better believe it.
You got Bill Clinton.
I will be there, or you will be square.
I love that. Well,
Frank, you should know, seriously, we are, you know, huge fans and very proud of your horning and all the success you're getting, and really to have the balls to sit up there and do that right to Charles Barkley's face, maybe the funniest thing I've ever seen you do, I swear to God.
Oh, and you aced it, and it's so neat that when you were here that one time and just starting it, I mean, just starting to work on it, and it is spot on. It's fabulous.
Yeah, it's so funny how fast it's come so far in such a short amount of time. You're the guy who should have learned how to say that correctly. So that's what it does. It doesn't have the words down. I've been there. But, yeah, it was a blast to be able to do that. And as I'm getting to do some of these, it's cool to meet the people. That's one of the best things.
Yeah. He is simply the humble, very funny, huge whore. His name is Frank Caliendo, and the show is on Tuesday night at 11 o'clock on TBS. Frank TV, maybe you've seen the thousands of commercials.
Yes, they've been all over the place. You have a happy Thanksgiving, Frank.
Thanks, and in the tradition of my whoring, tonight is the stand-up special at 9 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central. Right. TBS.
Can you plug it one more time as Al Pacino, please, for me?
9 o'clock Central. There it is. I've got it. 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central tonight, TBS Tuesday, Frank TV. Don't miss it. 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central, TBS.
That's my favorite right there.
And Frank, we have a request. Here's one tape for you.
Did you hear about the three Canadian hunters?
Frank, God bless you. Have a great holiday. Great talking to you, my friend.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
That's Frank.
Frank Caliendo.
Oh, great. Man, he's funny. That, you know, to hear him actually just the genesis of that thing, and you nailed that with, well, you know, I know you know good impressions, but the thing is.
Sure, I'm looking at one.
He sat there. I could not
That's Frank
tell.
Caliendo. It's good to see you, man. Nice
great to be here. Thanks for having
thanks
me.
Thanks for being here.
You see that look that Chuck is giving me over there? That I hope it doesn't break into my voice. That's
right there.
I really thought that was Charles Barkley.
I know.
I mean,
it's been nuts. He does not sound like me. He looks like a fool. Kenneth, tell him he's crazy.
I'm just waiting. Number one. Crazy. From the clip.
Oh, that
seen.
Was you talking. My fault.
Sorry. Let me mirror what you're doing over there.
All right, that's how bad stuff happened around here. You know, it's been really fun watching all your promos, but I'm not going to be happy. They say you do me really well.
He's been doing that for the last five minutes.
That's the problem. I'm listening right now, but I don't hear what is going with. It just doesn't sound.
That's Frank.
It doesn't sound right. That guy's a knucklehead.
You know what he's thinking? You know what he's thinking?
Let me tell you something, Kenny. Hold on a second. I never get to finish anything here. I start to say something, everybody takes it away from me.
You got to know.
I don't know which one's which.
I watch Charles Barkley. I watch the NBA all the time.
Right.
You have to know, just like with Madden, not only does he have the voice, these are all the things that Charles Barkley truly says.
Right.
He truly says, hey, put the camera on me.
Yeah.
Don't take the camera off me.
And the knucklehead part,
yeah.
Right?
He's a knucklehead.
How come I can't finish a sentence in this place? What's the problem here?
That's not bad. No,
hold on a second.
You
bring
thought
the
your
camera
conscience
back
was going on.
Give me the camera. Oh. Where's my camera? Take a look. That. If you're going to switch cameras, let me know, okay? Don't make me look like an idiot over here, all right?
Off limits for a comedian.
I think so.
That's when Frank goes right back to
his Frank. He goes right into his normal Frank
Being
stuff.
Frank.
I guess so.
Nice guy, Frank.
I guess so, boy.
Oh, that's great.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Watch Frank's show. Mm-hmm. Watch him. He's the new Tyler Perry.
And that is a brochure sent by TBS, really, that looks like it should be for a new car.
Look at that.
Welcome back to the show.
Oh, hi, Buzz.
Hi.
It's almost time.
Hi, mm-hmm. Everybody. This is the news.
Are you ready over there, Johnny?
More strike news, yeah.
What do you got, Ringo?
Strike news.
All right, be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.